and giving God glory. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Minister Brenda Terrell on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and Ocean Springs saying welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. And we're tagging today, encourage your brothers and sisters in the Lord Monday. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Holy Father, we thank you that you have brought us this far. And we thank you, Lord, that you are gracious in every way. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name praise because it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our being. We thank you, Father, for your word that's forever settled in heaven, and you told us in your word that we should encourage one another in the Lord, exalt one another, and strengthen one another. And we thank you, Father, that you so showed us how to do it through your great, wonderful Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We ask you, Father, that you bless Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, who carries this call forth Monday through Friday. We give you glory, Father, for all that are participating on this call. We know, Father God, that we are in place to hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. So we ask you, Father, that you continue to download into your servants what you would have for us to hear this morning. We know, Lord, that your anointing will overtake them and that your word will go forth, Lord God, untampered, unhindered. And we give your name praise and glory for all that you're doing in this hour, in this season, and in this time. We thank you, Father God, for blessing our going out, blessing our coming in, blessing artist's life in its entirety and everything that pertains to it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. In Jesus' mighty name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, it's definitely been a blessing to be a part of greeting and seating each and every one of you this morning. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there? Well, glory to God, glory to God. Well, let me just give you a little bit, if this is your first time on the call. This call started back in October 2010.
Minister Brenda?
Yes, okay, now I can hear you.
I am here. I apologize for the delay.
That's okay, and God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross. Excuse me. I reside in the great city of Stone Mountain, Georgia. I moved this weekend, and we are just so glad that you, each and every one of you have joined us this morning here in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greeting. And, of course, we want to say thank you to our wonderful prayer general for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. This call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And we know that when God gave a mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and encourage believers as we begin our day. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. so that you can continue to join us. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And that number is, before we get to the morning motivational call, we have an interactive website which you can visit, which will have the speaker's bios, which will have the information about what is going on, any prayer objectives. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can contact us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will get back with you. Again, the next call we have is the new morning motivational call, and you can reach that number by dialing 71. I'm sorry. I will get that number because I can't seem to remember it right this second. So we also have coming up July 6th through the 8th, we have the regional conference, Artist Life Conference in Houston, Texas, and that number, and you can get more information about that in your back office. It will be at the Houston Hobby Marriott. And again, to get more information, please check your back office. The Sunday morning speaker will be none other than Miss Edith, Minister Edith, and she will be coming forward with an important word from God. We know that Minister Edith Bird will just be there to bless our socks off. And we know that we know that we know that this is ordained for such a time as this. And we know that I'm going to get out of the way so that our speaker for this morning can come forward and bless our socks off. And after that, I will come back with a few more announcements. Today's speaker is none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Dr. P.K. is a mother. She is an amazing woman of God. She is a woman after God's own heart. She has just celebrated her first anniversary, and she is just looking forward to what God is speaking to and through her. We know that she has two amazing children and grandchildren, and she just wants to continue to speak that which God has called her to speak. So I'm going to get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others none other than our third professor, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Dr. P.K., are you there?
I am here. I am here, Minister Kyle. How are you?
All is well. All is well.
You moved this weekend. Bless your heart. I tell you, God is up to something with each and every one of us. It is just amazing how this weekend has turned out. It's been a great, great Father's Day weekend here for us in North Carolina, and I pray that it has been for all of you everywhere. This week, as we are entering, tomorrow is June 10th, and some celebrated it this weekend, and some going to be celebrating it throughout the week. We know that our Pastor Vanessa is our historian and who does all of that, and I'm telling you, and just teach and train us so much. Today, you all, is a special, special, special day. Last month, the Lord, to God be the glory. Let me just say thank you, Prayer General, for opening us up. You are super fantastic. I love, love, love you and Freddie. I thank God this morning for Minister Kai, who is working but still works her way in here. And so I thank God for all of you this morning. But last month, the Lord laid upon my heart the importance of us encouraging each other and loving up on each other, giving each other our flowers while we live. And this morning, I want you all to know we are dedicating this Monday, this important Monday, because it comes right before June 10th and right after Father's Day, we are dedicating it to our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Why? Because we honor her today because the Bible tells us to. We honor her because she is a called minister of God who works hard and does what God tells her to do without reservation. She does that better than I do. If God gives her to reprimand somebody, they get reprimanded. If God gives her to love up on somebody, they get loved up on. If you get a word from the prophet, she's going to give it to you. And so I just thank God for how she has dedicated herself to this ministry and to the Artist International Ministry. I also love, love, love the way she honors the Lord in caring for her parents. She cared for her father until his death, and now she's caring for her mother. And I just thank the Lord that she really does that with such love, care, and compassion. Many of our senior citizens are not loved up on and not taken care of, but I thank God for her. And so we're going to open up our dedication to her with a song from our songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, and we thank God for her being up early out there on that California coast. And Tiffany, I'm asking that the minister in you stand up this morning and bless the woman of God as you come forth.
Good morning, Dr. PK. Are you able to hear me?
I'm able to hear you loud and clear, my dear songbird.
Amen. To God be the glory. Good morning, Dr. PK. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, TMC family. It is definitely an honor and a pleasure to be here on this morning, on this day of this marvelous day of celebration, as we have been tagged and given, encourage one another. So no, I don't think anything is greater than that, but this person definitely has been an encouragement to every single life that she has touched. And so let me start off by just giving you guys a little bit of this song this morning. Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could be. I could fly higher than an eagle, for you are the wind beneath my wings. Did I ever tell you you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could be. Oh, I can fly higher than an eagle, 'cause you are the wind beneath my wings. Fly, fly, fly high against the sky, so high I almost touch the sky. Thank you, thank you, thank you, for you are the wind beneath our wings. Back over to you, Dr. PK.
Amen, amen. How appropriate. Because Pastor V and I have all, that was the one thing that drew us together. I was International Eagles, and she has her Eagles ministry. And I tell you, she is one who pushed eaglets out of the net much better than I do. I promise you, she does know how to get you out there and get you going. Next, we are going to, we have about three more people that we are going to bring on, but we know her. We know that she wouldn't be happy if we didn't have some word up in here this morning. And so the person who is going to give us a short message this morning in honor of this celebration, and also stick with the theme that we have been working on here, and that is prayer and fasting. The Bible lets us know that some things come through only through prayer and fasting. And you all know I'm nothing but a water bucket. But I know for a fact that were it not for prayer and fasting, Pastor V would not have been able to make it through all that she has gone through over these past 5 years and still stand as strong as she is standing this morning and doing all that she is doing. And we thank God that she understands also the power of prayer and fasting. Each year, she starts us off with our annual fast. And I just thank God that he has given me to do the short fast. She goes that long length, but I do the quarterly 10-day fast. And so at this time, my husband, who has just got on board, you all, I don't know if I told you, I thank God for celebrating our first year anniversary, and he has just come on board, and he's a man of God who loves God and loves the word of God. But the thing that I really love about him is he loves my people, and my people have become his people. And so with that being said, I'm going to pass the mic on over to my own husband and the chocolate on my cake and the cream in my coffee this morning, Brother Lester Wallace Patton. Babe, you all.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning to Minister Terrell and Minister Ty. And good morning, Dr. V. And thank you for yesterday. I really appreciate it. That was uplifting. Thank you so much. And tell Mama good morning for me as well. This morning, we're going to come for something just to, and it's humility. And it says coming humbly before God. Humility. He lost it just for good reason. Humility is tough, unnatural. It goes against an indicious self-worship that entangles our lives. We take pride in our looks, our accomplishments, the cars we drive, the money we make, and even the house we live in. Unfortunately, our lack of humility doesn't stop there. We brag about the most recent Bible study we attended and the books that we read. Matter like this or so many other things results in airing out superiority and arrogance. Looking down on others would make them where we are. Hardly the thought of humility. Dr. V, you are a humble person. Since I met you, Father, scriptures urge us to perform purification. They give us encouragement to support the purification that we'll achieve as long as we occupy the mortal flesh. I'm going to go to James 4, 6 and 10. And it says this, but we give our grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. The 10th says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. And also, here in James, we're going to also come into God's word on this subject. And we have, but he has said, I will not rule over you, and my son will not rule over you. The Lord will rule over you. Judges 8 and 23. This is what the Lord said. The wise must not boast in his wisdom, and the mighty must not boast in his sight, and the rich will not boast in his riches. Then King David went into and said unto the Lord, present, and said, who am I, Lord, and what is my house that you have brought me this far? That's 2 Samuel 7:18. The Lord is near the broken heart. He saves the crushed in spirit, Psalms 34 and 18. He is able to humble those who walk in pride, that's Daniel 4 and 37. Whosoever exalt himself and be humble, and who humbles himself will be exalted, Matthew 23 and 12. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will exalt you. That comes from James 4 and 10. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. He exalts you in due time, Dr. P.
All right. The subject of humility. My husband is one who really believes that the ministry that we bring forth is edified more when we do it humbly before the Lord. And he surprised me the other day when he said, one of the most humble servants I have experienced is Dr. V. I said, yes, Lord Jesus, I've been knowing a long time. And so, yep. But I just thank the Lord that he is absolutely on target when he has given us a lesson on humility and the importance of us being humble before the Lord as we minister to God's children. And the way that we are to do that and can do that, because this flesh will absolutely make us arrogant. I mean, if most people I know, if they could have the gifts that Dr. V has and could look at you and speak into your life and tell you what God is going to do, it can cause you to be arrogant. Yeah, but I thank God that she stayed grounded and rooted and humbled before the Lord as he is using her in such great ways, opening doors, making ways, and placing her in positions whereby she's ministering to kings and queens. Yes, we are. And so I just thank God for her today. At this point, I know without a shadow of a doubt how much she absolutely loves and appreciates those who are in the area of senior citizens. And we have two that we're going to bring on this morning. We're going to bring on Miss Blackwell. Mother Blackwell, are you ready to come front and center to share and to give your words of appreciation? And then we will have one more, and we are going to close the call. Mother Blackwell, you are open. You're on.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, Mother Blackwell.
Good morning, TMC family. And truly, it is an honor to ask me to speak on behalf of honoring Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon this morning. And as I got up, I asked God, Lord, give me a word for her. And this is the word that the Lord gave me: to whom much is given, much is required. I, too, was a caregiver for my 94-year-old grandmother for years. She didn't want anyone to know. She was very secretive and private. My father was her only child, and my father had two children. My brother was not as responsible as I was, and my grandmother picked me to help her. So I know the sacrifice, the dedication, and definitely your continued commitment to this ministry has been such a blessing to me, because that same grandmother who is now in heaven, she shared this with me: to pray, to fast, and you'll see God turn things around. So that is what has given me my total commitment. Every morning, whether I feel like it or not, I rise to the occasion. And I thank God for you and Dr. PK being trailblazers with this master's call in the morning, that we pray, we now will soon fast, and God gives us such a word to continue on. I want to encourage you, and I pray God continues to fortify you with his love and strength through each and every one that gets on the call early this morning. Truly, your labor has not been in vain. Thank you. And God truly is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And I know you have been all that. And have a blessed, blessed day. Thank you for allowing me to speak, Dr. PK. And
oh, my goodness. You are just absolutely wonderful, absolutely marvelous. Pastor B, we ask that you go to your PayPal and open it up, because you're going to come on right after this speaker. Mother Oliver, front and center.
Yes.
Give thanks
unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies is endured forever. I thank God for every good thing that he have provided for me. He's such a good God. Excuse me. I thank him. I can't thank him enough. Father, you are so wonderful. You're so good. You're so loving. You're so faithful. I just want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you. Thank you so very much. And thank all the friends and the, oh God, have mercy.
Mother Oliver, we thank God for you. I tell you, at you, when I saw your picture this weekend with the other ministers, Willa, Cynthia, and Candy, I said, oh, you make 102 years old look so good. And when you said you wanted to say a word for Dr. Vanessa this morning, that just made my heart happy. You all need to know that Mother Oliver is on this call most mornings waiting for us to get on the call. And so, Mother Oliver, I want you to know that we so love and appreciate you and thank you for what you just said and what you are doing. At this time, Dr. Vanessa, we are going to open the line and let you come and respond, because I want you to know love is not what love says. Love is what love does. And I just sent you what the TMC family want to start off with saying to you today, that love and appreciate you, and God bless you. So you're on right now.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everyone. What a very pleasant surprise. You definitely got me. Did not have a clue. And it's always an honor when people do honor you, and I'm humbled by it. And again, each and every one of you know that I love you unconditionally, love you with the agape love of Christ. Dr. PK, thank you for pressing forward to organize the ladies for this. I do serve and love you all as unto the Lord. Brother Lester, I'm glad you got your shout out yesterday, because you're definitely part of the family, and we love you and appreciate all you do. I'm humbled that I have the opportunity to serve God's people, and I've always had that attitude all my life. And I'm looking at all the different names and numbers. If I could hug each and every one of you, I would, and hopefully I will in July when we're all in H-Town. But again, just thank you. Thank you for this demonstration of love. Know that I'm praying for each and every one of you every day. And I know that's why God has been so faithful to each and every one of us as we've gone along this journey. 8 years is coming up quick on October 25th. This call would have been 8 years, and I've watched this platform be a place that many have come just to sit and be encouraged and be refreshed every day, and some to just be reminded of God's goodness and whatever it has done for you, however it has blessed and touched your life. We are grateful. Dr. PK and I are humbled, and for this team that works tirelessly, oh, a big, big, big hug. Mother Eagle loves you. I push you out of Vanessa in love, because there's so much inside of you still yet to come. So, Dr. PK, thank you for the surprise, and thank you for the word, Brother Lester, on humility. That's definitely one of my favorite topics. Back to you.
All righty. Thank you so much. And as we are closing the call, we are preparing to go on over to the MMC call. You all, I tell you, we love you, Pastor B. And we are now bringing Minister Kai to give her final remarks and close the call.
Okay, Dr. PK, I have got it. We're going to do a real quick prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for just this time of being able to honor Dr. Vanessa. Lord, we know that you know every need on this call, spoken and unspoken. We know that sickness and disease are a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we ask that you go to all of our sick family members. Just touch them. Send your healing power and virtue towards them, oh Lord. Father, we thank you for those people who are bereaved right now, Father, because we know that you are their peace that passes all understanding, and that you will guard their hearts and minds and let them rest in you. Lord, as we just continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and it's Inspirational Monday, and our speaker for this morning will be none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and that number is 712-770-4444. 4005, and the access code is 294617#. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294617#. Again, we know that the Artist Life Regional Conference is coming up July 6th through the 8th at the Houston Hobby Marriott. And the speaker for Sunday morning is going to be none other than Minister Edith Byrd. So you all have to be ready to receive a word from on high. Again, we are so, so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us this morning and thought it not robbery. And we just want to make sure that we continue to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dr. PK, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you so much, God, for this day. We thank you, God, for instructing us on how to honor and love those who serve you and serve us. Continue to bless our own Pastor Vanessa. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we ask that your sweet spirit that rules over us will keep us all day as we love up on each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. Bye-bye.